And it's been a week since Hurricane Ike slammed into Galveston. People there are hot, tired, and frustrated. They're pulling off plywood and shoveling sludge. The city still lacks water and power. The mayor says nobody can come back until the city is more livable, and she, quote, shares your frustration and anxiety. NPR's John Burnett reports.
When you close up a supermarket and turn off the power for 6 days, the produce section changes texture.
The cantaloupe has fur.
Yeah, it looks like something you'd see like at a haunted house. It's pretty gross. It almost looks like cobwebs. They're gross.
That's Nick Arlen of Arlen's Market on the east end of Galveston. Late this week, his employees were mopping up an evil brown liquid from the floor, swabbing the foul-smelling ice cream cases, tossing the brown meat, and pulling all the unfrozen foods out. He's lucky the store didn't sustain any damage. His assistant manager, Becky Blaylock, took care of the dairy products.
The gallons of milk, the sides were just bulging out, and it looked like they were about ready to explode, and they had just totally separated. The top half was cottage cheese. The bottom was just like this yucky-looking water. It was gross. Anyway, it's been interesting. I hope we don't ever have to do this again.
But they probably will. For a grocer on the Gulf Coast, hurricane evacuations are nothing new. With the staff working hard, Arlen's hopes to open this weekend to sell non-perishables.
We just want to get open and get back to normal. You know, it's a saying around here. All we want to do is sell groceries.
In hurricane recovery operations, grocery stores are considered essential businesses, along with gas stations, building supply houses, and pharmacies. The state trooper checkpoint on Interstate 45 lets those business owners through, but they're not supposed to let anybody else onto the island, a policy that has caused considerable discontent. Billy Prager is a 60-year-old shrimper, bearded, big-bellied, rubber-booted, and outraged. Because of the mayor's policy not to let islanders back yet, he was not able to come and check on his house and shrimp boat. So he paid a fisherman $200 to motor him to the pier where his boat was tied up. Prager was still so incensed, he spray-painted this message on a wall beside 61st Street. Let us back home, please, Mayor. And then he added a bad word starting with B to describe the mayor. Then a police officer drove past and didn't like the bad word and decided to write Billy Prager a ticket.
All right, it's a criminal mischief citation. Just for spray paint and graffiti on there. He gave it October 15th. Take care of it, okay?
Well,
did you sign right here? If you want to contest it, you need to call the court 10 days before that date. You going to contest it?
Yeah.
Sign on the X.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I shouldn't be treated like this. Yeah, I'm a barn in the island for 60 goddamn years, worked in the island for 60 years. And you let Mexicans come by here with lawnmowers and weedies to get on the island, and you won't let me be on my house.
After Prager calmed down, he grew moody. He says Ike washed away his livelihood.
All your shrimp houses, bait houses, fish houses, everything's out of business completely. The people you sell to, the canneries, everything. I didn't have no plans for this, sudden stop like this here, being out of business. It's like death. You don't plan for it.
But people are basically resilient. Floods, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes. They rebound. They rebuild. And so it is on Galveston Island. Tommy Martinez has a sign hanging in front of his rambling three-story house that reads,
Ike can't bring us down because we G-Town. That's my son's. But that's right. I mean, we here to clean up and keep going. I got to get back to work to make a living. They say it's the price of living in paradise.
Martinez, whose family owns a moving company, snuck past the highway checkpoint earlier this week so he could check on his house downtown. The tidal surge had reached chest high in his living room. By midday, every muck-encrusted thing from his first floor had been dragged onto the curb, like the house had vomited out its contents.
Tools, compressors, saws, stereos, drum sets, TVs, bikes, motorcycles, cots, weight benches, lawnmowers, washer dryers, all the kids' little car things, all kind of stuff.
But it's only stuff, he says.
My wife's alive, my kids are alive, all the rest of my family's alive, friends are alive. We all made it, that's all that matters. I work for a living. We're gonna work some more and get some more toys.
John Burnett, NPR News, Galveston.